And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up,
Doe?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic.
We gonna always put it on wax.
We're Jalen and Jacoby. What do?
We get a people what they want.
We have a new head coach on the Cowboys. We have the Texans, the Titans, the Seahawks, and the Vikings all winning wild card weekend playoff games. And your Pistons got blocked 20 times by the Lakers. 20
That was just disrespectful.
Times. And they're listening to Kyle Kuzma. Trade offers. And Tua made an announcement. So much to discuss on the show today.
Nugget Spears is back,
brothers. My brother.
We got a lot to talk to you about today.
We got the whole wild card weekend. We have four great games in the NFL, but you know what?
We're going to talk about the Cowboys because the Cowboys are the Cowboys, and the Cowboys did some Cowboy stuff. They had to take over the whole weekend, not even playing in the playoffs, but they got us talking about them. Why are we talking about them, Jalen Rose?
They did an announcement Saturday that they were parting ways with Jason Garrett during a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, on Monday when we're going to talk about the playoff games.
We want to talk about football.
They can't talk about football. They hire a coach.
They are reportedly hiring Mike McCarthy, someone who Jalen Rose said they were going to hire.
Broken news if you follow Jalen and Jacoby.
Yep.
And Spears, I cannot wait to hear what you got to say. Let me tell you the reasons I thought that they were going to hire.
What's up?
People were throwing out those big splashy names. I was like, so you think Jerry Jones is going to give somebody a blank check to have as much, if not more power than him in the locker room? That's number one. Number two, oh, you want to get a college guy? You would think because he won Super Bowls with only college guys. that they would consider that.
That's a good point.
But no! He going to hire somebody that won a Super Bowl, that's not loud and outspoken, and that he feels like he command the locker room, but at the same time won't get in his way when he commanding the media after every game. What is your thought?
First of all, I don't even have anything to say because you just said it. When we talk about safe, this was a safe hire.
Yeah.
This was Jerry Jones doing what Jerry Jones does. This was the Cowboys doing what the Dallas Cowboys does. I said it, and it was wishful thinking, Jay. I said it. I was like, look, they need to hire somebody with stake in the game, with a proven record of lasting success, and that could go into a meeting and say, Jerry, if you're going to fire me, let me get fired doing it my way. He didn't hire that type of guy. He didn't. He didn't. First of all, the report was he spent the night at his house.
I got to talk about that.
I got to talk about that.
And I know a lot of people are going to be like, Mark, why are you saying that? First of all, it's because we know the narrative around the Dallas Cowboys. We know that Jerry wants to be an influence on everything. Not we. I was there. I understand how much he wants to be involved. Relationship-wise, do y'all know this man didn't let Jason Garrett hire his own staff? Like, in what way does that happen? I was there when Jason Garrett was an offensive coordinator making more than the head coach who was Wade Phillips. This is one of those hires. This is my head scratcher. I'm not, from a football context, Mike McCarthy may have the ability to change his stripes. He got fired from Green Bay because his offensive ingenuity was old and outdated. That was the reason why they moved on. But he spent the year getting ready and preparing. Now he's in Dallas. And all I could think, Jay, was what you just said. Oh, this was safe.
It was safe.
The fans could be... Cause right now, Jerry has the fans right where he wants them. Mm-hmm. You know what everybody gonna say? On one side, they gonna say, well, he did win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And they can justify it.
Yep.
And on the other side, they gonna say, well, he got fired. And you know what Jerry want the fans? Let's see what's gonna
happen. So, in a wild card weekend, we're talking about the Cowboys and we're talking about a college quarterback. Tua has announced that he is going to enter the NFL draft, not go back to college.
Duh.
What do you think about this decision?
It was for me, from a business standpoint, it was the only decision to be made.
Of course.
Right? Like, we can get emotional about it, and a lot of people do. They get emotional. I've been saying from day one, Tua Tagovailoa is going to the league. There is no, first of all, let me get paid to rehab. That's number one. Yeah, if I'm injured, I'm going to go get paid to rehab. And you know what else? I may fall into a way better situation because this injury may be a blessing in disguise, ending up in the right system, not having to play right away. Remember, y'all, Pat Mahomes sat down for the first year in Kansas City. He was able to get under Andy Reid and learn. Tua may have that opportunity. Even if he gets drafted high, they can still say, we want this guy to be fully recovered 100% before we put him on the field.
So I want to take a look at just who might pick Tua. You take a look at the top 10 draft
Do
picks.
It!
And Jalen
Do
Rose,
it!
I'm
Do
looking
it!
At you!
Do it!
I'm looking
Do
at you,
it!
Jalen Anthony!
Do it!
Because I feel like Burrow's going to go first. And then their number two. Who picks third?
Do it.
Who picks third?
Oh, Washington took a quarterback last year.
They're not going to do it this year.
Yes.
So you're do you want
Tua?
Do you want Tua in Detroit?
Yes. The most Detroit thing is going to happen ever, though, Jay. You know that, right?
Oh, no.
Somebody going to trade up and take that.
Marcus Spears, it's great to have you back. Jalen Rose, it's time to actually talk about football that happened on the football field. And this time, we're talking about the field in Foxborough. Mm-hmm. And this time, the Patriots did not come away with the win in the playoffs. Mike Vrabel and the Texans went to Foxborough, and Derrick Henry ran all over those Patriots, giving the Titans the win and maybe the last play we'll ever see from Tom Brady in a Patriots uniform.
Watching this game proved to me why the familiarity of former staffers and players of Bill Belichick have had success against the
Patriots. They have. Why is that?
Because you nurture a team, and then all of a sudden they end up playing at Foxborough together for the first time in a playoff game. And his message was they basically prey on bad football, so you can't make mistakes.
Mm.
Also, based on their defense, they locked down in the pass. Have been that all year.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in the run. And Derrick Henry, he led the league in rushing.
Oh, more yards than anybody else.
Right.
And, rushing the
and
ball.
And a bell cow to the point where I said he looked like a modern day Earl Campbell out there running. So now all of a sudden, you're going to feed him and feed him and feed him like a Wu-Tang song. Over 30 carries. Okay. And then decisions like this. I like when they took those couple of delayed games.
Oh, I loved it so much.
That level of petty, but also brilliance. Take time
There's
off
a difference
the clock.
Between 6 minutes left and 5 minutes left. There's
take,
a difference.
Take some time off the clock.
Eat the clock.
And so I appreciate what I saw from their team. It wasn't about Tannehill. It was really, for me, about Derrick Henry being that bell cow and them having a terrific game plan and playing mistake-free football as much as possible.
So Tom Brady said it's unlikely he's going to retire, but when he was talking about the Patriots in the organization, he used the word they a lot. He didn't say we, he said they a lot. Tom Brady, not his best year throwing the football, not his best receiving core either, to be fair. Jalen, does Tom Brady return to the Patriots next year?
The writing has been on the wall this entire year for the Patriots not ending up defending their Super Bowl championship.
Yes.
Robert Kraft's offseason issues that he had to get taken care of. Tom Brady going into the final year of his deal, and they can't franchise him. Then you're going to depend on Josh Gordon, something that people have not been able to do his NFL career.
How did Antonio Brown work out?
You're going to try to get Antonio Brown. That didn't work out. He only played one game with the football team. You draft Harry in the first round. I've been saying this all season. You barely utilize him the entire year. Mm-hmm. You took Sony Michel a couple of years ago, maybe 1 year ago in the first round. They haven't been able to run the ball. Here's a telltale sign.
That Jacoby couldn't even produce?
It was first and goal. See, people look at the final score. It was first and goal. The Patriots were winning 10-7. Usually they're able to punch that in.
Yeah.
They didn't punch it in. And so instead of being 17-7, it ended up being 13-7. And that gave the Titans that little boost that they have what it took to make some plays and actually win this football game. So do I believe Tom Brady should play for another team? No. I don't want to see Tom Brady try to do a Joe Montana to the Chiefs.
Yep.
I don't want to see him try to do a Peyton Manning to the Broncos. If he's not playing for the Patriots, which if he's using the term they, seems like he doesn't want to do, I would retire if I was the GOAT.
Interesting. Well, from the Titans win to the Texans win in Houston, the Buffalo Bills came to town and they got up early. They were up. It looked good for the Bills early. It looked like things were working. And then Deshaun Watson happened. He came alive in the second half. He ended up with 247 yards. He had a rushing touchdown and a touchdown through the air. But Jalen Rose, in overtime, the first playoff game of the weekend, went to overtime. Deshaun Watson made plays.
I remember watching this game thinking, is this Bill O'Brien's final game with the Texans?
It felt like it in the first half.
You know, you got Deshaun Watson, you got D-Hop, you got 0 points.
How many catches did D-Hop have in the first half?
None.
Zero. How many points did they have in the first half?
Those are two of the more bizarre things, that D-Hop and Stephon Diggs, for that matter, both went into halftime yesterday, talented receivers, with no catch. So I'm like, man. And then all of a sudden, Deshaun Watson went into the phone booth, came back as Superman.
He did.
And that was the difference in the game. Truly it was. J.J. Watt made a play when they needed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was great to see him back out on the field. But Deshaun Watson's elite greatness is basically what propelled the team. And look no further than that big scramble play he had late in the game.
You got to take him down on this play. You got two unblocked defenders. Two unblocked defenders, both with clear shots at the quarterback, and he doesn't go down.
But also, don't sleep on that yak right there. That was the key. I ain't talking about something that you put with ice. I'm talking about that yak on the field.
Yards after catch.
And taking up all of that green space allowed him to flex like he did, because they were in position to get it done, and they did.
Well, the most surprising result from the weekend, in my mind, happened in New Orleans, where the Minnesota Vikings.
That's because you don't listen to me.
You've been talking about all season long. You've been talking about the Vikings. Don't sleep on the Vikings. The Vikings are a team you don't want to play in the playoffs. And we found out why in New Orleans. Kirk Cousins and the Vikings gave us another overtime game. But this time, it was the road team that came out with the victory. What did this tell you about the Vikings?
Little known fact, before I worked at ESPN, I actually worked at NFL Network. So I feel good when I say that Mike McCarthy's going to get hired by the Cowboys, and it happens. And I tell people to watch out for the Vikings all year.
All of a sudden, about the Vikings.
When they go through the ebbs and flows, people point at that guy right there. Oh, look at his record on Monday night.
Oh, big primetime games, national games, he never wins. Can't win the big one, Kirk Cousins. You like that?
Look at his record. I like what you did there. Look at his record against teams with 700 mm-hmm. win percentages. But it's the totality of, for me, what I've seen him get done. And people continue to frown at him getting $84 million. I'm seeing quarterbacks get over $100 million.
Hey, can I just point something out? This is not offensive pass interference. Everyone wants to point to this play and act like the Saints were robbed by the refs again. I've been watching football since I was born. That is not pass interference.
Duh.
On defensive or offensive.
Duh.
That is not offensive pass interference.
Duh.
No, I'm not going to even allow you to speak. I'm just going to keep talking through you, because that is not offensive pass interference.
Now,
they are not calling
it. Now, that right there, what you see, I can name so many tight ends. Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, that I watched growing up.
Gronkowski made a career off of doing that.
But I want to make sure I stress this.
What?
When you have a tight end isolated against a defensive back, that's a physical mismatch.
Mm-hmm.
It's the equivalent of having a small point guard switching onto Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Like that's a physical mismatch. So number one, at the line of scrimmage, you got to get that guy some help.
You got to do something.
Okay. I'm going to say that first.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And not all wounds are created equal. The Stephon Diggs play a couple of years ago when he caught it late, the Minnesota Miracle. You got to get him to the ground if you decide.
Oh, yeah. That was a missed tackle.
Right?
That wasn't the ref. That was a missed tackle.
You got to get him to the ground. Mm-hmm. So let's not forget that. Now, the next year, that was pass interference.
That was pass interference. But when you watch it live, it wasn't as cut and dry as everybody makes it sound.
And last but not least, can you look into the cameras and tell me you didn't see Kyle Rudolph flat out push that guy in his chest to gain space to catch that football?
Kyle Rudolph flat out pushed that guy in his chest to gain space to catch the football, but it wasn't offensive pass interference. You're not calling that.
Now that's different.
So I'm not saying he didn't push him. I'm not saying he didn't get space. I'm saying it's not a flag. That's not a flag.
So I want to do a distinction that referees and leagues hate when players like myself acknowledge this. That's the difference in the NBA between a first quarter call in a late fourth quarter call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we know that's it's overtime.
Right?
Like, the refs know it's overtime, too.
Correct. And so they're like, we're not going, hey, Saints, we got your calls. And they even changed the rule. They didn't fix none of the calls during the season,
no,
by the way.
Didn't change much.
But
they
changed,
all they changed was the rule. They didn't change calls.
But we heard y'all. So now guess what we going to do, Saints? We're going to let them play. And see how it's decided. But I disagree with you.
What?
To me, that is pass interference,
no,
and the refs let it go.
You would throw the flag on that play.
Yes.
Watching it live speed. When you saw that live, you did not think it was a flag.
I thought it was pass interference.
It could be defensive pass interference too then. If you watch it enough times, he's grabbing on his arm, holding his arm down. It could be offensive pass interference and defensive pass interference. You know what really is? Just football. That's all it is. That is not a flag.
Now, they were hand fighting.
I don't even believe you. I think you're trying to disagree with me.
No,
you would not throw
no.
a flag if you were the ref on
hey,
that.
Hey, fam. That's pass interference.
It's not, Jalen. Defensive pass interference or offensive pass interference?
I've seen some of the tight ends from Doug Cosby, Billy Joe Dupree, Kellen Winslow.
Look at this live speed. You're the ref. You're calling pass interference on that play. Right there.
He pushed him off.
Watch this. He grabs his arm right there.
He pushed him off.
And then he grabs his arm.
So
he did push him off.
So there will be people like yourself to say, oh, that's just football.
Yeah.
If you haven't been paying attention and you live and you're archaic, football has changed a lot of its rules.
Yeah.
Okay. To benefit the offensive player. So to me, that's why they didn't call it. It wasn't that it wasn't pass interference. I watched the Lions play every snap. And I'm telling you.
I don't know why you do that to yourself.
When we're struggling and our tight end goes in and catches something like that.
No.
Pass interference.
No. Jalen, did the Lions play this weekend? Did they play this weekend? They got a bye?
We played through the Vikings.
They got a bye?
We played through the Vikings. They're in our division.
You have to beat the Vikings this year? No. Well, finally, we have to get to the last game from the wild card weekend, and that is Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. They had to go to Philly. I don't know why. They need to change that rule, but they went into Philly, and they beat the Eagles and Metcalf. DK Metcalf. Remember in the combine, we were talking about how strong he is and how big he is and how athletic he is. Well, he showed exactly that he's not just that. He's also one heck of a wide receiver with 7 receptions for 160 yards and a touchdown.
We host the NBA and the NFL draft on ESPN.
Yep.
And I recall vividly speaking into this microphone and being baffled that there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 receivers.
9 receivers.
Drafted ahead of DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say 9 players.
No, at his position.
Okay, what did you say he did this weekend? He caught what? For what?
160 yards. 7 receptions and a touchdown.
Has a rookie ever done that in a playoff game?
Never happened before in a playoff game. It wasn't just a touchdown. He also had the dagger catch.
But here's what I want to say about going into this game. The first thing that stood out to me, injuries. Carson Wentz did a terrific job pulling this team to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it just highlighted why the Cowboys needed to fire their coach, number one. But number two, when you got Russell Wilson, he has gray hair, by the way. Nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
A bit much for me, but continue.
Nobody is surprised when he's going to get out there and make big plays. They had injuries at running backs. Great to see Marshawn Lynch get a short touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle just kind of did what they do. But let's not act like they didn't use their backup quarterback the entire game. Josh McCown, yeah, who played 17 years in the NFL and never played a playoff game. All teams, don't Philadelphia know how important it is to have a backup quarterback?
Of course they do. So I want to show you the hit that knocked Wentz out of the game from Jadeveon Clowney. Wentz was trying to get more yards. You'll see here, screen pass isn't there. So he just tries to get some yards, and Clowney hits him in the back of the head, and he would not return to the game. Jalen, is that a dirty hit in your mind?
It's not a dirty hit, but it's a penalty.
Yeah.
Because when I watch football and I see one person's helmet hit the other person's helmet, and the guy that's
especially
playing
the
defense
quarterback
has number 90 and the other guy wears number 11, which is a quarterback number, usually that's called, and not only the pros, that's called pretty much universal now.
Mm.
In college, in high school. So absolutely, to me, that should have been a penalty. However, I don't think it was dirty because you go out to the ground, you want to pepper him a little bit.
It's a quarterback.
But it's still a penalty.
You know, it's a new year,
So we're all trying to do new things, and sometimes you go hit the gym, or you try to change your diet, or you learn a new skill. There's a lot of ways you can better yourselves in the new year, but I can't think of one that's more important than starting the year off, finally tackling your high-interest credit card debt. My friends at Upstart.com are here to help you do exactly that. Upstart is the revolutionary lending platform that offers smarter rates to help you pay off your high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education, your job history, in the form of a smarter rate. Upstart believes you're more than just your score. They believe in you. They make it fast and simple and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit card score. The hard pull happens if you actually accept your rate. The best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards and meet financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in the category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/Jacoby. Right now, go to upstart.com/Jacoby, J-A-C-O-B-Y. To find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That is upstart.com/Jacoby. There was a lot of NFL action this weekend, but let's not sleep on what happened in the National Basketball Association. Your Detroit Pistons got blocked by the Lakers 20 times. Jalen Rose, 20 times they took shot attempts and got blocked by the Los Angeles Lakers. Does that say more about the Lakers' improved defense or your trash Pistons?
It says something about both. And all blocks aren't created equal, just like turnovers. It's one thing when you're trying to do a post move, and this happened to Andre Drummond a couple of times, and you're one-on-one defended by Dwight Howard and he blocks your shot.
Yeah.
It's another thing when you're a perimeter player driving towards the basket and somebody blocks your shot from the weak side. But the beauty about what the Lakers were able to do is then turn those blocks into transition opportunities.
Yep.
For the Pistons, it seems like it's becoming the dog days of the season. Blake Griffin wasn't available. Derrick Rose did ball. He had 28 points in 29 minutes.
Led the team.
This is always that point of the season to me when you have an opportunity to be a 7-8 seed, where you don't want to end up being 11th or 12th seed because those teams really aren't separated by that many games.
No.
Because the Pistons could go on a run and make the playoffs.
The 8th seed is for the taking in the Eastern Conference.
But they have to string together some really good basketball. Now I want to give the Lakers a lot of credit because I've talked about them being what I consider the best interior defensive team in the league. The numbers don't necessarily probably bear that out. When I'm watching on League Pass, it probably is the Bucks. They do a lot of hustling and they block a lot of shots. They have the Greek Freak. They have Lopez. They do a terrific job. Wesley Matthews. But the Lakers have so much height that they can funnel you. So you got guys like Danny Green and Bradley who lock up on the perimeter, but then they're forcing you to AD, to JaVale McGee, to Dwight Howard. And then all of a sudden, they're off in transition with a guy in his 17th year, averaging basically a triple-double, leading the league in assists.
LeBron had 21, 14, and 11 yesterday.
For all of you old-school NBA fans, I'm going to attribute a line that we attach to an older player, and I'm going to give it to LeBron.
What's that?
When we talk about the dominance and greatness of Wilt Chamberlain, there's so many things I've always said. How he has his own record book. Yeah, there was a season where he averaged 50 and 25. There was a season where he played all 48 minutes in all 82 games. And then when he got upset at people calling him selfish, he went and led the league in assists. That's what LeBron is doing right now. He's got the buckets. He's got the boards. He's got the championships. Now he wants to show us that he can dominate by leading the league in assists. And it's been incredible to
watch.
And
he's doing it. He had 11 assists yesterday. And I think that he was there. He watched. He watched us all talk about Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard all season last season. He watched all of us do it. And he's like, you know what? I'm gonna retake my spot. I want my cornerback. And he's got it now.
Now, in an era starting this year without the Warriors where we don't have what's considered a super team. And for me, I consider one squad having three all-NBA players a super team. With that being said, the Lakers have some holes and some weaknesses, and I'm going to keep pointing them out because if they lose...
I want to talk to somebody about that.
Okay.
Can we talk to GM Jalen about that?
Let's do it.
Let's talk to GM Jalen.
Okay, cool.
General Manager Jalen Anthony Rose. You're talking about the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
They are not a perfect roster.
No.
They are not a perfect roster. And there are now reports that they're listening to offers about Kyle Kuzma. So, if you were going to upgrade this Lakers team, GM Jalen, how would you do so?
You look no further than the most recent game they played. Here's a couple of issues that the Lakers have. They're not great three-point shooters.
Mm-mm.
They're not great free throw shooters.
Good point.
And they don't get much scoring punch off the bench.
No.
That's why you're showing Kyle Kuzma. Because coming into this season, and even I talked about him growing into an opportunity to be like part of a big three. This is a perfect example of how you can be set back if you get injured.
Yeah.
And remember, it happened with Team USA.
Over the summer.
So if he doesn't get injured, in my opinion, he practices and gets chemistry with LeBron and AD. He comes into the season healthy. He's a starter. Now you get injured. They're already off and running. We got to bring you off the bench.
Oh, yeah.
And so now all of a sudden, your opportunities are lessened. The shots you can miss, the times you can have a turnover, the times you can make a mistake. And now it's win at all costs mode, literally. So for Kyle Kuzma, you got to start bringing in people that fills the holes that I just mentioned.
Let's take a look at Kyle Kuzma's last four games.
Okay.
Last four games. He hasn't played that great. You know, he's like only 8 points. Look at that field goal percentage, 27%. What does that tell you about what's happening with him on this team right now?
So when you're building a team around a superstar, and you notice I don't use that term a lot. I took it out of my vernacular in sports. LeBron is a superstar.
He's a superstar.
When you're building around a superstar, now you're able to supplement his strengths by giving him shooting,
mm-hmm.
by giving him defense,
yep.
but also supplementing his weaknesses. Get other guys to defend so he don't always have to at this point of his career. Kyle Kuzma doesn't really fall into either one of those categories.
Supposed to be the shooter, but it just hasn't been knocking him down.
No, he's not. He's a scorer. He's not a shooter. He can make catch and shoot shots, but that's not what you... I don't want to look at a stat sheet and Kyle Kuzma is taking 10 three-point shots a game.
No.
I want him mixing up his game because he's a versatile scorer. So that, to me, is why he hasn't been able to get going with the Lakers. And which is why they're obviously going to be listening to him, listening to his name and potential trades.
We'll see. I think they need some shooting. They need someone. They need a knockdown 3-point shooter. And they'll probably end up getting 75 cents on the dollar for Kuzma, and I'm totally fine with that. It's about winning this year if you're the Los Angeles Lakers. All right. I want to show you this highlight. This was all over social media. Ja Morant. Ja Morant just puts highlights on Phil. Look at this. Look at him. He's in the restricted area.
Bang, bang.
He's in the restricted area. Now, does it count that he pushed off? He definitely pushed off.
It doesn't count because his hand didn't get very far away from his body.
Okay.
You see what I mean? It's more of a commission of I'm going to make sure that I use your weight against you to make you off balance. But it wasn't so flagrant to where he fell. And I'm glad he responded because playing against the Spurs, Marco Bellinelli got him. On the right side,
oh, yeah.
did a back cut, made Ja fall, and he popped back to the corner and made a 3-point shot. I appreciate the reckless abandon a guy with his body type continues to attack the basket. I just caution that I don't want to see him get injured doing so.
Mm.
Because he's a terrific athlete and he's going to have a long career in the league. But what is the number one thing that I tell you that I like about Ja Morant? What do I like about
number him? One thing you like about Ja Morant?
Yeah. Play a lot of basketball.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I love that one.
I look at dudes like him.
Plays a lot of basketball.
Dame Lillard fall into that category for me.
When I'm watching him, I'm like,
these dudes just love to play. I bet he got a gym in his crib and he'd be at home.
I forgot we're watching Ja Morant play. You just go, that guy plays a lot of basketball. I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell he plays a lot of basketball.
And for people, you know this, Jacoby, for people who say y'all cover the league and people play in the league, what do you mean they play a lot of basketball?
It doesn't make sense.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, like, they're guys that do a lot of drills and get a lot of training and play when it's a 5-on-5. Mm-hmm. I could tell this dude playing 2-on-2,
just
3-on-3.
Just for fun, just whatever.
Playing,
yeah.
Playing after against practice. Pros, yeah. Playing against his homies, yeah. Playing against whoever. Like Kevin Durant's like that too.
Plays a lot of basketball.
I like guys like that.
John Morant plays a lot of basketball.
And one
excellent
other guy
NBA
that falls
analysis
into that category, Los Angeles Lakers, GM Jalen. Go get Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, for real.
Do y'all see what Lou Williams is doing with the Clippers?
Jamal Crawford can't be doing that in the same building. Give him 10 minutes a game. He'll give you nine points. Get him. Move on. Kyrie Irving has not played basketball professionally since November 14th. And he also hasn't really been talking to reporters about it. The latest is he just talked about how frustrated it is. He had a cortisone shot. He's trying to get back out there. He's very frustrated. Jalen might need surgery. What is going on with Kyrie Irving?
Those terms in my life, I've heard them because I got a shot pregame before we played the Bucks in my IT band, a cortisone shot.
Mm-hmm.
I went on play, and at that time, it was one of the best playoff games that I had. I think I didn't miss a shot and had like 20 points in like 15 minutes. Something
really
crazy. And those type of injuries, and you saw me deal with a shoulder injury. How long was my shoulder injury?
You complained about it for 2 years. Every time we would go out, you'd just be like, just banging your arm on the table like this. Like, my shoulder don't feel right, Jacoby. My shoulder don't feel right.
And I didn't
and
get
surgery. And I'd be like, oh, do you want to go play ball? And you'd be like, oh, no, shoulder's not right yet.
No.
Shoulder's not right yet.
Because you know that motion you just doing? That's the one when you fall. You got to brace yourself. Right? That's the difference between hitting the ground with your elbow, your shoulder, versus your hip and knee. Putting that hand
one
down.
One thing I learned about Jalen Rose, hates falling.
Hates falling.
Hates falling.
That floor.
Hates
hard.
Falling.
Oh,
hates
man.
Falling down. Jalen Rose hates falling.
Oh.
Loves lobsters.
Yeah.
Hates falling down. Two things you need to know about Jalen Rose.
So for Kyrie, this clearly is serious if he ain't played basketball since November 14th. I would suggest, however, if they are considering surgery.
Get it now.
How long did I tell you mine hurt?
Get it now. 2 years.
Correct. It can still continue to continue to bother him. So I'm not rushing anybody to get under the knife.
No.
But it seems like it may be heading in that direction.
We have a segment just for you where you
thank
can
you
decide whether or not you want to talk about a topic. Are you ready for that segment? It's called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss a topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, me and Mentha Mane jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Jalen Anthony Rose?
To Cal.
I'll take that as a yes. 76ers keep on losing. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Ever since that big game on Christmas where they hit everything in the first half against the Bucks, they have not won a game. How concerned are you about Philly's 4-game losing streak?
I'm starting to be concerned. Here's why.
Why is that?
Because one of the things I felt would be a calling card for them was defense.
Yes.
And they're not getting the stops that I thought that they would get coming into the season. I knew that they would struggle shooting the three-point shot. And also, the dynamics of their half-court offense can be flawed at so many times because you want Joel Embiid to play closer to the basket and post up and be on the baseline and give you that presence in the paint. But he's so skilled, so of course he's going to dribble past and shoot out beyond the three line.
Yep.
But while he's roaming, Ben Simmons is too. And he clearly isn't effective outside of the paint.
No.
So now when the game slows down, he's on the baseline in the dunk spot. They've done a better job recently of taking the ball out of his hands. And that's worked. Giving Trey Burke some more minutes, allowing Richardson to initiate the offense, and basically using Ben Simmons like a power guard, like a four.
Yeah.
And he did play really well against the Rockets. And lastly, the closer. They're missing Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. They really are.
They're missing Jimmy Butler.
They really
got to get
they
his
got
own
the Thunder
shot
tonight. The red hot Thunder tonight. I think they get their first win in 5 games tonight at home.
Thunder done won 9 out of 10.
Kevin Love, not happy. Let's check in.
Hit the brakes.
Kevin Love. Let's hit the brakes and check out Kevin Love. Now, you've seen this play by now, but you played in the league. So tell us exactly what's going through Kevin Love's mind during this possession.
He's a seasoned vet. He was there with LeBron. He was there with Kyrie. He was there when they won a championship. He went to the finals multiple times. And ain't none of that happening right now.
No.
And he want to get the last shot. and they didn't get into the offense fast enough.
I think he
and young players will frustrate you so much, and he just swung the ball. And I promise you, he got into the locker room. Mm-hmm. And before he got into the shower, he looked down at his phone. Text any family member that would listen. Text any manager or agent, like, please get me out of here.
Yep.
I'm telling you, that's what that is. I don't care what he said to the media. You just
no, he told the media that he loves his teammates.
Yeah, I mean, that looks like
he
love.
He loves his teammates.
I got nothing but love. It looks like it, didn't it?
He's been making a show about how unhappy.
Well, friends like that, who needs enemies?
He's been making a show about how unhappy he is. He's like, you know what? I might not score that many times, but I'm going to let everybody know that I don't want to be here anymore.
But also, it's another designation, and it's a hard acknowledgement from a player that I can't be the best player on a good team.
Oh no, not anymore. He could.
That's a tough acknowledgement for a player, as we see others join up in their prime, like AD did with LeBron, for example, or like a Paul George did with a Kawhi. It's a revelation to a player. It's like, I ain't Giannis.
No.
Jimmy Butler's doing it. And sometimes you just can't do it.
All right. Isaiah Thomas was fined $25,000. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
He's playing on a lottery team. Of course, he's frustrated. Keep it moving.
Keep moving.
We keep it moving.
Another Nas Carter update.
Hit the brakes.
We're going to hit the brakes on that one every time. Our favorite college player, Jay-Z's nephew.
In the men's game.
Nas Carter. 9 points, 6 rebounds, 4 blocks. Big shout to Nas.
How about this, Jacoby? First off, they beat the brakes off of USC.
Oh, yeah. USC scored 40 points.
Yeah, what's going on with
James
their squad?
James Harden scores 40 points every time he puts shoes on. Right. The whole team can't score. You can't score 40 points.
He got more blocks in that game than I got in 3 years in college.
He's out there everywhere. I believe it, too. Moving on. Alex Morgan is the best. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Let's just check in on Alex Morgan. She's training. You know what I mean? She's serious about her profession. She's 6 months pregnant, out here putting in work. Putting in work, Jalen Rose. 6 months pregnant.
That is ultra impressive for so many reasons. And how about the discipline of a professional to know that I am in control of this ball so very much. I've done this time and time again for so many years that I could basically stop it from hitting me in my stomach. How about that? Just think about that now. She's a professional.
Jonas Cespedes.
Congratulations.
Got injured in the weirdest way. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Cespedes hit the brakes.
All right. He's got a ranch, and he's on his ranch, and he's got traps around the ranch because he wants to keep wild boars away from him. And somehow, some way, one of the wild boars escaped from the trap and charged at Cespedes. And he stepped into a hole and hurt his ankle. Jalen Rose, what would you do if a wild boar was charging at you?
Unfortunately, I'm in trouble. I just believe I'm in trouble. I would try to run. If I don't have a weapon, I'd try to find one. Clearly, he's in a space where he knows that he might run into one. So I would be prepared. It sounds like I would have a firearm.
I'm not living anywhere where I need to put up traps. That's it. If I have to put up a trap, I'm moving. I'm not living anywhere where it's like, oh, why do you have all these traps in the yard? Oh, for a wild boar? Like, no, I'm living somewhere else. There's got to be a metropolitan area around here somewhere.
Can we say of the professional sports, baseball players have the most unique injuries?
Yes, they do. They do. They definitely do. A wild boar. There's something to the story. You don't watch Succession, or I would make a Succession joke. Hey, Jalen Rose, what a weekend of football we just had. What was the biggest surprise in your mind out of Wild Card Weekend?
I have a couple really fast. One, that the Dallas Cowboys weren't participating. As I watched an injury-ravaged Philadelphia Eagles limp into the playoffs and then lose their quarterback early in the game, put Josh McCown out there, and after 17 years, he's never been in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
That squad, more than any, should know to value a backup quarterback. I'm not surprised Minnesota beat New Orleans. I talked about them all season. I'd have to say the biggest surprise is the Titans going to Foxborough and getting it done the way they did.
And keeping the Patriots offense just from being effective the entire time, and just looking at Tom Brady and saying, you know what? I saw this Patriots team underperform. They just lost to the Miami Dolphins, but I've been watching the Patriots for so long, I thought maybe this was it. You know, maybe they would make a run. You know, Coach Belichick would out-coach Vrabel. It didn't happen. And I loved when Vrabel took the minute off the clock. I loved it so
much. Yeah, I love that level of petty and intelligence. I mean, that extra minute means something when you got Tom Brady on the other side.
See, I thought the Patriots would lose, but I thought they would lose to the Ravens or the Chiefs, you know, like a team that was on their way to the Super Bowl. I do not think, watching the Titans this year, they switch quarterbacks. They do not look like they're on their way to the Super Bowl.
Can I say the elephant in the room? You basically thought the Patriots would lose to a team with an elite quarterback.
Yes. Ryan Tannehill is not an elite quarterback.
And he's played really good football. And then going into that game, people questioned whether he was going to be able to play on the stage. Shout to Vrabel and that team for benching Mariota, getting him in there and balling.
Well, there was a lot of attention paid to the NFL this weekend, but we had a big college basketball game between your Michigan Wolverines and Michigan State, and Michigan did not look good.
It was too much Cassius and not Clay. Winston from three. Layups, lobs, leadership. That was a terrific dime right there.
Mm-hmm.
Playing at home under a Michigan State coaching staff that's going to always value toughness. And then they apply your skill. You can't make mistakes when you go to play against them. It doesn't matter who's in uniform, what injuries they have, or anything. And Michigan was also playing without Livers, who I think is probably their second best player to Teske.
Yep.
And so I'm truly not surprised that the Spartans played so well on their home floor and got the victory. But Cassius Winston was out there.
I kept waiting for the Wolverines to make a run. I kept waiting for it. They would chisel it down to about eight, and then, you know, they would come and hit a big three. Remember those texts? What happened with those texts, Jalen?
Well, the thing about NFL football, you notice when players score touchdowns, they zoom the camera off of them a lot of times because they don't know what they're going to do. I know Juwan. That's my brother. So I felt his energy leaving the bench while the play was on the other end and they didn't show it initially. So I had to make sure that I got a chance to check it out. And it wasn't a happy moment.
Jalen, we had the NFL come back. Mm-hmm. Wild card weekend. We had a big Michigan-Michigan State game, but the most exciting thing that happened your weekend, it was power coming
back. Yes! Yes!
It was power coming back. Now,
let's
don't
do the recap.
Spoil it.
So,
no!
Let me tell you guys
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Jalen, please.
Why? It came on Saturday.
I haven't seen it yet, Jalen.
It came on Saturday.
Just because you have an alarm set for 12:01 to watch power when it comes out on the app doesn't mean the rest of us do.
And my wife like, where are you going?
What?
You're going to watch power. He set the clock on a Saturday at 12:01.
Just like getting out of bed at midnight. He's like, where you going, sir? Sir, where do you think you're going? We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV.
Kyle Kuzma looked real nice in a Pistons uniform.
Yeah, but you know what? Rob Pelinka looks at the Pistons roster and is like, nope.
Maybe three-way trade. The other teams and other players involved. May not feel like we got assets initially. You know? But we can find a way to do a deal. Get some cap relief. Man, salary relief.
They saw what Kuzma did with his hair. They're like, we're good on him. we're good on him. That's exactly what happened.
Get off my nephew.
That's exactly what happened. LeBron was like, you said what? Are you talking about playing spades?
I think this was kind of brewing before the trainer's comments about LeBron. It's the reality of him getting injured in Team USA basketball.
Yeah.
Truly is. He didn't have an offseason with AD and LeBron. They started the season. They hit the ground running, playing great basketball, and kind of like what happened with Michael Porter Jr. As he was starting to get healthy, it was like, we got to find you some minutes. Beasley balling, Craig balling. Yes. We got in Grant. Like, we winning. Then all of a sudden, teams start struggling a little bit. See Michael Porter out there playing quality minutes. Kuzma didn't truly get a chance to not only gain chemistry with those two guys, but also play healthy from the beginning of the year. So now instead of him trying to work himself into being a member of a big three, he's now trying to get minutes off the bench.
Here's what I don't understand why Kuzma doesn't work. Do you know what they need? Second unit scoring. Do you know what Kuzma can do? Provide that. Do you know what they need? Shooting. Kuzma, last year, pretty good shooter. Can't knock him down this year.
But he's not a catch and shoot type player. I don't want to look at the stat sheet and see him launching 10 threes again. Because he's such a great scorer from all phases. Yeah, he can shoot the three, but he also can play mid-range off the dribble. He also plays in transition. He's really good driving to the basket. Like, I've seen him have some fantastic... The Philadelphia game on the road last night, last year, when they were having adversity as a team, Magic flew to talk to the team because a lot of trade rumors were happening. See, those are the games I watch. And I try to see, all right, who going to show up today? ABC, he showed up. And I was like, okay, I see the numbers, but now I see that he got the productivity to match it. And so somebody's going to get a really young, really nice young player on his rookie contract. And I talk about these young guys, Kuzma, Oubre, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. These guys just come to mind when I'm watching League Pass, and I'm like, somebody should try to grab them. Brandon Ingram.
Yep.
He didn't get an extension. And so these are guys that have shown me that they have what it takes to play at all-star levels and have long careers in the league.
Jalen, you want to know what happened this weekend?
A lot of things happened.
My wife came back. My wife finally came back. I got out the house. I didn't put the kids to bed. I didn't take care of them. I didn't care what they were doing. I really enjoyed my weekend. I played golf. It was nice out in New York City.
When the last time you played golf in New York?
Oh, a few weeks ago. I'll get out there in the cold. Played golf. Watched the Bills game at my Buffalo Bills buddy's house.
Did y'all do Buffalo Bill fandom type things?
I thought we would be wearing Zubaz and breaking tables and all that, but we just drank a bunch of beer.
Oh, lame.
You know what we did do though? They dipped the pizza in blue cheese. That's a Buffalo thing. The dipping the pizza in blue cheese was a revelation.
You know what else?
Some of that spicy pepperoni and the blue cheese mix up. Oof, great.
I had to give you that. You know why I had to give you that?
Why's that?
That just pays homage to all the black people y'all hang around.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
I think it's universal. Is it cultural?
No.
You think
no.
Dipping pizza in salad dressing is cultural? Y'all use ranch in the Midwest.
Don't try to take this from us. We had a lot taken from us in this country. Don't try to take this one from us. That's us. We dip ranch and blue cheese into anything. We don't even taste it. Okay. Fries. Anything.
Oh, yeah. See, one thing I like to do is I like to order some tater tots with my wings while I'm watching football and then just dip the tater tots in the wing sauce and the blue cheese. Woof! Woof! Oh, that's living right there. That is living.
So how did it feel to have your better half back, and how did the kids respond since she'd been gone for 6 or 7 days?
So the kids wake up, and when they wake up, they don't get up and walk out of their rooms and go to the bathroom themselves. They yell. They still yell in my name. It was like 8 nights she was gone. So this, and now in the middle
that's
of the night,
why I asked this question.
Daddy! I'm like, y'all need to switch this up. We need to remix this. Mommy's here now. So let's scream mommy's name. Let's start screaming mommy's
name.
So
do you say that to them?
No, not yet. I might tonight because my wife has been around. So when I get them alone, I'll be like, listen, in the middle of the night, scream mommy. Because daddy's not coming for a month. So good luck with all that. Good luck with all of that. Oh, man.
So the enthusiasm you felt doing all of those amazing things this weekend, I felt them for one distinct reason.
What happened?
Power return!
Oh, power back.
Power's back!
I haven't seen it. One thing you are... Spoilers, yes! No spoilers.
I can't say
you
anything.
You can't say anything.
It's Seven Suspects.
You can't say anything. Going I literally into just the said last you episode. Can't say anything.
Who shot Ghost?
I can't tell him who didn't. No, you cannot do anything
do
like that.
Y'all want to know who didn't?
You cannot do anything like that. No, spoiler alert. Do not spoil anything. I have not seen the episode yet.
I don't want to be a bad uncle to the people.
I'm going
to
watch it tonight.
Can I tell you at least?
No. No.
Something about it?
No.
So I need the public to tell me how long after an episode plays on TV until I can actually discuss it without people saying it's spoiler alert.
Just because you have an alarm set for Saturday night at 12:01 a.m.
I did have an alarm
doesn't
set.
Mean
that's exactly what I did.
That doesn't mean that everyone else has seen the episode.
Now, imagine this.
Don't spoil it, whatever you're about to do.
All right, imagine this though.
Okay.
setting the clock for 12:01.
Mm-hmm.
And the clock goes off.
Yep.
I'm married. She's like, where you going?
Wait, you getting out of bed? 12:01?
She's like, where you going?
Going downstairs?
Because you know how it works. Sometimes, like, everybody has their habits. Like, when we sleep, we're a pretzel.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, we're a pretzel. Okay. So, I'm able to just kind of ease out. You know what I'm saying?
Slide out.
Yeah. Little guy groove me type move. And she's like, don't wake up. Or, don't necessarily respond. But for some reason, I don't know if it was because it was Saturday night, she popped right up. Where you going? Like, just heard you breathing, heard sleeping. You know what I'm about to do. Go watch Power in Return. It's a lot of things happening in that episode.
I'm excited for it.
And you know,
I'm gonna savor it.
I want to tell people something. This is so one of the
don't spoil
one
it.
Of the funniest.
Whatever you're about to
all right, let me tell you one of the funniest things that happened. I'm gonna tell you another one of my friends that didn't see Power this weekend. T Grizzly. Make sure you follow my guy on IG.
What happened?
Because he posted a clip of himself spitting bars. Like real bars. And a part of the bar, he said, she asked me, did I watch Power? I can't use all of the words he used.
Okay.
But then he basically said, of course he didn't watch Power. He don't watch TV.
T Grizzly doesn't watch Power?
But that's what make it bars. That's what make it a good line. It makes you wonder, does he actually watch TV?
Maybe.
Does he watch Power?
Maybe he's not being truthful.
Guess what we're going to do? We're going to get him on the show.
T Grizzly?
And then we're going to ask him.
Love T Grizzly.
That's what we'll do.
I love T
Grizzly. And you're going to be proud of me. You're going to be proud of this. What type of programming do I exclusively cater to?
Well, ones with lots of black people in it. Basically it. It's either Italian mobsters or black people.
Correct.
That's basically your content that you take in.
So, two shows that I love, that I'm kind of watching on repeat. I've watched both, either two or three seasons, already twice.
Of what?
Last OGs.
The Last OGs?
You got to get into that. Tracy Morgan, Tiffany Haddish, Said the Entertainer. And let me tell you, one of the greatest barbershop scenes ever.
Really?
Let me tell you who was cutting hair. Rakim.
Really? Did he look like he knew what he was doing with the clippers?
Rakim. And let me tell you what he did in this scene. There was a young man that came in. Dookie ropes around his neck, fly gear head to toe, but he got hit in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Sat in the chair. And Sizz, which is Rakim's name, the GOAT barber. You know what he did for that individual?
What'd he do?
He put two lines in his eyebrows.
Trying to wild out?
It was Big Daddy Kane. And the legend was formed.
I might have to watch this show.
You have to watch
this
show.
Rakim, recurring character?
He got killed.
Oh, he did? Oh, spoiler alert. See, oh. Jalen, you can't talk about TV shows without spoiling them. You just cannot do it.
Especially when you just said I wanted to watch
it. Yeah, you cannot do
it. I felt that. I was like,
you cannot do it. You don't know I'm going to watch it anymore. I'm not even going to watch.
But it's a great show.
But
there's another one.
What's the other one?
There's another one you can start watching.
What's that?
Top Boy.
Oh, that one I want to see. That one, that is confirmed season two is coming. I want to see Top Boy.
You got to watch season one.
I want to see Top Boy.
So you ready.
I want to see Top Boy. A lot of people said that one's
Yeah,
good.
You got to get into
I
that
think Drake is involved somehow with that.
And Mav. I texted him over this weekend. Mav Carter. I'm like, yo, congratulations on Top Boy. I'm binge watching it. Y'all killing it.
What's that one on Netflix?
Yep, on Netflix.
On Netflix?
Yep. Shout out to somebody on Twitter who actually told me to check it out. And then, coincidentally, boom, turn on the TV. You know, it's like ones that cater to you or whatever.
Yeah.
I got a slew of gangster flick. Mine just, like, your Netflix probably has, like, some diversity. I turn on the TV, it's like, zoom. It's like a jukebox.
My Netflix is only some people get this. PJ Masks, Robot Trains, Tarzan. We got all of the cartoons. All the cartoons. Barbie. Barbie's going down. There's real beef around the house about what to watch on Netflix. There's real beef. Real beef.
So, how do those arguments play out? Y'all just play three car Monty and just let them take turns?
No, they argue. They start hitting each other. Someone gets a timeout. And then
the other two win.
And then I find something that all three of them will be happy with. I find something. But usually it's like one of those good negotiations where no one's happy. They're usually upset about it. That's how it goes down. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate you guys. Our podcast listeners will always, always, always give you exclusive content. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.